Let's say hello now to Niall Hatch. If you have been paying attention, you will know that Niall isn't in studio with us today. He is in Fianna in County Kerry. Niall, how are you and what's going on in Fianna?
I'm very good, Derek. Thanks. And yeah, Fianna is certainly the place to be today. It's an absolutely glorious day to be here in this part of Kerry. I'm here for the Wild Mind Festival, which comes to the village of Fianna this time every year. It's been going since 2018. And it's a celebration of sustainability and environmental matters and nature and wildlife. So it's really nice to be here with like-minded people in such beautiful surroundings, I have to say. Looking out over Tralee Bay, just the northern part of that bay, is an absolutely gorgeous place to be.
Of course, Fianna, the home of Brendan the Navigator.
So they say, that's right, yes. St. Brendan is the person who is supposed to or believed to have reached North America before Christopher Columbus, one of the first Europeans to set foot there. I was really interested and surprised to find that today that Fianna is the westernmost commercial harbour in all of Europe. So it really is on the map. So for a village that has, I think it's about just over 500 people living here, it's actually more significant than that would suggest. And then when the festival is here in town, it's amazing. It's thronging with people. It's a very, very lively place to be. Families, great day out for everyone.
Now, you may be in Fianna in County Kerry today, but you were in France last week looking for a little owl.
I was. Again, another one of my favourite places, Kerry or south of France. They're both wonderful. I was in the town of Mondelieu-Lanapoule, which is where my late father spent a lot of his life. And it was a lovely time of year to be there because we have a beautiful Dunkerque in that part of France. It's a lovely location, I must say. It's close to the city of Cannes, which people will know for the film festival. So it's along the Côte d'Azur. You have the Mediterranean Sea there, but it's in the foothills of the Alps as well. So these lovely forests coming down. It's a great place for birds. And I was delighted to hear and to be able to record one of my favourite birds, a migrant that I was hoping would have arrived by that time, and it had. They just arrived on territory, the Scops owl, a really gorgeous little bird, much more often heard than seen, but one that I always love to listen out for whenever I'm lucky enough to be in that part of France.
Well, let's have a listen.
Derek, I'm in the town of Mondelieu-Lanapoule in the southeast of France, just on sort of the foothills of the Alps where they meet the Mediterranean Sea on the Côte d'Azur. And I'm listening at the moment to one of my favourite bird species. It's just gone 8:45 local time, so the sun set a while ago, though the sky is still very bright. I can still see a glimmer where the sun has set there over in the hills around the town here. I'm looking out over a forest that has lots of pine trees and lots of oak trees, particularly holm oak, an evergreen type of oak that keeps its leaves all year round. And that's one of the favourite habitats for the bird I'm listening to here and that hope you can hear. It's Scops owl. In fact, several Scops owls. Those tooting sounds that you hear, along with the robin that's singing away. I heard a nightingale a moment ago as well. A blackbird. But then the Scops owl. So some of the bird sounds are familiar to what, you know, compared to what we'd hear back home, but then the owl is completely different. The thing I love about these owls, these Scops owls, is that they're tiny. They're about the size of a starling. They're really dinky little things. And they feed mainly on insects. They're proper little predators. They catch grasshoppers and beetles and things like that mainly. And they're calling to each other at the moment. They're migrants. They've just arrived back from Africa. And they breed quite commonly around much of the Mediterranean region, up to about the centre of France. And it's a bird that, or sound at least, that people will hear sometimes when they're on their holidays around the Med, but don't know what it is, wouldn't even know it was a bird. Maybe it's a frog or some sort of insect or something. That tooting, the main toot there, the sort of fuller one, has been given by the male. And then the female sometimes responds, and she's higher pitched. So if you hear one that's a little bit higher, that's the female. They're very cute little grey owls. They have that proper aggressive little owl look. Because they're so small, they're actually very cute. And like quite a few owls, what they're able to do, if they feel a bit agitated or curious about something, what they do is they can sort of narrow their whole body, squash them in, and have these little ear tufts on top of their head that they can then raise that look like a pair of little horns. Now, just like with our long-eared owl and our short-eared owl in Ireland, those tufts on the head aren't ears at all. They're just purely for display, but they don't like the ears on a teddy bear, so they're quite cute when they do it. But far more often heard than seen.
Oh, Niall, I'm so envious. I really would like to see a Scops Ale because they sound fantastic.
Don't they, Derek? Absolutely. And they're actually really cute when you do see them. Mm. I did manage to glimpse that one flying back and forth. They're really dinky. As I said, about the size of a starling. So really small, but they have that sort of little angry owl face, if you know what I mean. So they are quite cute like that.
Angry owl face. Unfortunately, we won't be hearing them next, Sunday morning as part of our dawn chorus here in Ireland, but we might hear other owls.
Yes, well, certainly, hopefully, and certainly with climate change, we actually are seeing Scops Owls moving further north through France and other parts of Europe. So someday they may be in Ireland, but we may have to content ourselves with the likes of Barn Owl and Long-eared Owl, which are the two species that may conceivably turn up in the Dawn Chorus. Both sound very different, but they certainly be very notable. So certainly, if we do hear those, we'll certainly point them out.